today's daf is Chul and Daf Yud Tes. We left off on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We were discussing the issue of Hagrama. We were discussing when you shecht part of the animal outside of the area of the Simanim where you're supposed to shecht. So what is the upper limit of where you're supposed to shecht? And what if part of the Shechita happens outside of that upper limit? So I think we are up to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. We're about to discuss the various Shitos in Amoraim, how they paskin on this issue. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, which is about 10 lines before the end of the page. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Akshe Bechuda Dekova, Kariyale Rabbi Yochanan, Gisa Gisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish allowed when the cutting was in the Chuda Dekova. The Kova again was that, was the, as Rashi again explains over here, Bechuda Dekova, Kamin Kova Yesh Lamala Min Akana. There's something that looks like a helmet at the top of the Kana, you know, the rings of cartilage that we discussed yesterday. So there's this one ring that goes all the way around and it's shaped a little bit differently. Kikova ala rosh, like a hat on a head or a helmet on a head. Ve'inza also basar katan shenofel al piyakana la akev es hakol. Elkimin kova mamishu asui. And Rashi just describes what it is. So he says, umayam tse'isu lamala holich v'kala v'nasa chadud, that from the middle of it and above, it becomes like it's sharper, and therefore kumin kulmus, like a quill would, shekarin halam va'osu shifoi nikra shifoi kova. So what Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is saying is that it's kosher even if you shecht all the way at the very top of the kova. The chudo shel kova is the very top of the kova. So Rabbi Yochanan said about that, gisa gisa. Rashi explains, what's gisa gisa? Hagas hagas, kolomer yoser midai hechsharta. That's way overboard. You're being machshir way too much. De'ein kosher afilu Rabbi Chanina ela mimakum shechidudo maskelalos. Even according to Rabbi Chanina, who's machshir cutting in the kova, but that's only in a lower part of the kova. To be machshir all the way at the highest part of the kova, that you've gone too far. That's the expression gisa gisa, as in you've done too much. Some of the Rishonim say that no, you have to look at who the people were. It was Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. They were brothers-in-law. So gisi is my brother-in-law. So he dafka used this expression because he was criticizing his brother-in-law. So Amar Rav Papi Mishmei D'Rava Paga Bechiti Treifa. If a person is shecht in the area of Vechiti, which is near the kova, so that's going to be treifa. The animal is going to be treifa. Ibayilu paga v'naga behen d'chsiv vayifka b'vayamos odima paga v'lo naga. So what does paga mean? Paga might mean that it actually touches, or paga might mean that it goes in that area without actually touching. So it could be v'naga behen like vayifka b'vayamos odima paga v'lo naga k'd'chsiv vayifka b'malach elkim. So it's interesting. We're using psukim to try to demonstrate that the lashon chachamim could mean one thing or the other, even though Paga was when Rav Papi's comment in the name of Rava of Paga Bechiti, but Paga could mean one of two things, as we see in Psukim, that it could mean one of two things. It could mean that it actually touches, or it could mean that it's just in the vicinity. So Idmar Amar Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Shir Bechiti Kshera. So if you leave a little bit on toward the side of the head and a little bit toward the side of the kana, so you cut it down the middle, so then it's going to be, that would be Paga. That would mean you cut it right in the middle, so then it's going to be kosher. Amar of a Memer Barmar Yunuka, have a Kaimna Kaved Rabbi Chiya. So a Memer Barmar Yunuka says that he was standing in front of Rabbi Chiya, Bered Rabbi Avya, Amarli Shir Bechiti Ksheira. And he said, if you leave over a little bit of the Chiti, you leave a little bit Litzad Rosh and a little bit Litzad the Kana, so that's going to be kosher. Amarli Ravidin Ravashi, Amarli Ravsham Misuvra. Ichla Marzutra La'asrin, Marzutra came to our place, Vidara Shir Bechiti Ksherin. He also passed in that it's going to be kosher. When you were Paga Vinaga, Mar Baravashi Amar Paga Bechiti Kshera, Shir Bechiti Trefa. And no, if you were Paga, then it's kosher. If you were Shir, it's Trefa. So you see that his definition of Paga must mean Paga Velonaga, because Shir means Paga Vinaga. Vilchsa Nalach is what is, in fact, the upper limit of Shchita. Vilchsa Mishifoi Kovel that from the shifoi kova, from the angling down of the kova on top of the kana and lower, it is kosher. That's only if you're mishayir b'chiti. The meaning, as Rashi says, kolomar kemandiam shir b'chiti ksher. That we're assuming shir b'chiti, not like Mar Baravashi said that it's going to be trefa. We're assuming that it's going to be kosher. Fine. Rav Nachman Achsher Mishifoy Kovo Lamata. Rav Nachman said that it was kosher from Shifoy Kovo Lamata when you do the slicing anywhere from the sheep, from where the kova angles down and below. Amar le Rav Chanan bar Rav Katina le Rav Nachman Kiman. Lo krabanu v'lo krabiyosi Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, well, wait a second. You're going against both of the shitos in the Mishnah. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi was only machshir when you have rov of the shchita inside the tabas, but when you have all of the shchita outside, above the tabas hagadola, above the large ring that's on the top, even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's mode, that's puzzle, because that's kula l'mala min tabas. That's the whole thing above the tabas. I mean, the Rabbanan don't even allow part of the shchita in the tabas. But even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda was more permissive in terms of the location of the shchita. And again, this is referring back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said hashochet mitocha tabas v'shir b'mlo achut apnei kula shchitasu k'sheira, that if you have even any little bit that's beyond the tabas, then it's going to be possible. It's got to be mitocha tabas. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi said melochut al pnei ruba, that you only need to cut rove within the tabas. But over here we're saying that you're allowed to cut the entire thing above the tabas. So it's against both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Samalei analo chilek yadana velo bilek yadana. He says, it's an expression, it seems. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know chilek, I don't know bilek. Says Rashi, lo krabanan shamati demayri b'mechal tabas l'shnayim, that chilek means I don't hold like the Rabbanan. I don't have a tradition like the Rabbanan that speak about where you cut the tabas into two parts, velokra meaning where you're cutting right through the tabas, velokra Rabbi Yossi shamati demari b'mevalik hasimanim, nor like Rabbi Yossi who discusses being mevalik the simanim, which would mean like to angle it on the side and to not cut straight through the tabas. Kach shamati, Rashi says, that's what I've heard is pshat. Avol ra'isi bechelek, but I saw a similar expression at the end of Masech Sanhedrin. Asidim Yisrael da'ach lishnei Mashiach, uparchinon pshita, eleman achluhu, atu chilek ubilek achlilei. The Gemara, in a totally different context, just mentions this expression. Nothing to do with shchita, nothing to do with splitting anything. So just, who do you think? I mean, it was an expression of saying, who do you think we're talking about? You think we're not talking about the Jewish people? Why, you think we're talking about chilek and bilek? So it says, if that's correct, if that Girsan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is correct, Lishna Bialmahu, then Chilek Ubilek, you don't have to figure out the etymology and how this relates to the Shitos of the Rabban Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's merely an expression. So he says, okay, look, you're asking me that I'm going against the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so lo Chilek Yadana v'lo Bilek Yadana. Ano Shmaita Yadana. I just know what I heard from Amorayim, what I've heard from the tradition that if you cut the malamin atabas, it's going to be kosher as long as it's mishifoy kovo lamata. It's still going to be kosher. So that's what I know, says Rashi, and those Amoraim are somech on a shita and tanoim. That happens to not be mentioned in our Mishnah. The shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, who's cholik on both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, and allows what the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi would consider hagrama, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus would consider to be a kasher shchita. So that's what I know. That's what I'm relying on. Dam Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rami Lam Rabbi Abba, Ziv Dam Rabbi Chanina, VaAmri La Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Amar Rabbi Shoban Levi. So whichever one of these Amoraim said, Mishifoy Kovo Lamata Ksheira, that anywhere from the Shifoy Kovo Lamata is going to be kosher, even though both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda hold that would be called Agrama, that that's already too far up the Kana to be permissible, they hold it's kosher. Vamar Bishoban Levi, Mugremes the Rabbanon Ksheira the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Ksheira the Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. What the Rabbanon would consider Hagrama, which would mean if you cut in a way where it's not entirely through the tabas, but at some point you angle the knife beyond the tabas, still that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would consider that kshera, even though the Rabban consider that hagrama, and what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda considers hagrama is going to be kosher to Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, meaning if you're below the shipoy kova, but you are above the tabas, which Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would consider hagrama, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says the majority of the slice has to be in the tabas, but nevertheless Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus would still say that it's kosher, even if the majority of the slice is not in the tabas. Says Gemara Pshita, that's obvious that each one is being more machmir than being more mekel than the other one. So obviously, with the other one considers agrama, he considers not to be agrama. So Gemara says, no. Mal detema Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus ad Rabbanon kai kamash mlan. One might have thought that Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus is being cholik on the Rabbanon, and he's not being cholik. His comment is made toward the Rabbanon, and therefore, when it's all the malam and atabas, he too would say pasul. So kamash mlan is coming to tell me that no, Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus is going on both on the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudan, he's being more makel than both of them, and he's saying the entire shchita could be lemalam in atabas as long as it is meshif oikova ulamata. So frankly, Mar Vemah Chinami, but how do you know that he's taka arguing on both? Maybe he's only commenting on the Rabbanon. Seim Kain heida lei mi bayalei. Then the expression that the Gemara should have used was heida lei, and as Rashi explains, demashmeta astama del elmine kai, which would imply that it's going on the stam comment before the Ketani Mugremis Psula, V'Rabbanon Hi, when it says Mugremis is Pasul, and that's going like the Rabbanon, Hey Dalei Rabbi Chanina V'Chulei. It should have said, oh, Rabbi Chanina said about that, he was made about that, that it's not so. Remember, Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonus, we had first 4 lines into Yud Ches Amud Beis. That's where Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonus' comment came. And we had, Hey Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonus Al Mugremis Shik Shera. Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonus showed up in the Gemara in a totally unexpected place. Remember, at that point, we weren't even really talking about Mugremes. We were just trying to discuss we were trying to ask a kasha in the Gemara at that point, and on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, right, where the Gemara had said that Bishar Taba'os Lo, where the other Taba'os, are you not allowed to shech through the other Taba'os, aren't they also considered part of the Kana? And we brought this comment of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and just totally Derech Agav over there in the fourth line, third and fourth line, we mentioned, oh, by the way, Mugremis is Pasul, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus was made, that Mugremis is Kasher. So now what we're saying is that little line that we weren't even focused on at that point. So what did Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus mean when he says Mugremis is kasher? Did he mean the Mugremis of the Rabbanon, what the Rabbanon consider Hagrama as kasher? Or did he mean what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda considered Hagrama as kasher? So what we're saying now is if he only meant that what the Rabbanon consider Hagrama is kasher, it shouldn't have just said that Hayid Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. It should have been Hayid Alei, that Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus was made on the comment of the Rabbanan. Back in Rashi, from the fact that he just says, hey, that Mugremes is kosher, it must mean that he's going on the Mugremes of both of the previous Shitos. Not only do I think what the Rabbanan define as Hagrama, do I think that's going to be kosher, which Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah himself also thinks is kosher. If you cut rove within the tabas, do I think that's going to be kosher? El af mugremes Rabbi Yossi de kula lamelam in a tabas ksheira. What Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus is coming to add is even if you hold the definition of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah's definition of agrama, where the entire slicing is above the tabas, even that I hold as kosher. So that's the shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. That is a third shita, and that's why Rav Nachman felt comfortable paskening against both shitos in our mishnayos, because he held that there were lots of Amoraim that followed this third shita in Tanaim of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. So the Hilsa Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus the Kai Rav Nachman Kavasei, and in fact we paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus because Rav Nachman paskins like him. Meaning Rav Nachman's psak was enough to say that we should follow Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. So the Tavur Shor just raises the question that we already paskined on the very top of the page. Vilchsa Mishiva Kova Lematik Sheira. Right, that was the first line on this daf. Hilchsa Mishiva Kova Lematik Sheira. So why do we have to say again now? Hilchsa Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. So he's Mitari, it's based on the Beis Yosef in the name of the Kolbo, in the name of the Ri al Bart Saluni, that by an oaf there is no Shipoy Kova. It's he says rather Ella de Ein Sarich Lashir Mishum Da Simanim Ba'Of Nechbaim Toch Pirkei Halechayim, that the Simanim of the Oaf are sort of hidden away inside the Pirkei Halechayim V'Iafshar Lishchol L'Malam Mimakum Shchita, and it's impossible to shecht above the area of the Shchita. So he says Ulfize Nicha, based on that we understand very well. Diyamar V'Hilchsa Mishifoy Kova Ulamata Lo V'Yadana Ba'Of. Had it only just said Mishiva Kovel Lamata, we would not have known what the halacha is by an oaf. We would have said maybe by an oaf you need dafka to shecht in the Tabas HaGadola. So that's why we dafka say the halachas of Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus to tell me that even in an oaf it's kosher Lamala Mitabas HaGadola. Had it only said Ilchsuk Rabbi Chanina, I would have thought dafka Lamala Mitabas HaGadola, and you're not Naga Bechiti, but if you're Shir Bechiti, which is Lamata Mishiva Kova, I would have thought no. So that's why we need to be told both times what the halacha is to cover the situation of oaf as well. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Amrav hun amrav asi. Machlokas b'shashachat shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. The machlokas that we had in our Mishnah between the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, is in a situation where you shechted 2/3 of the way through the kana, and then you were higrim for the last third, meaning the knife was going straight down through the kana and through the tabas, let's say the upper tabas, and then you put the knife too far up after on the last third of the shechita. The Rabbanan savri kula shechita be'inan b'tabas gedola. The Rabbanan hold the entire shechita needs to be within the tabas gedola, even the last third. Rabbi Yosef Rebbita savri ruba kukulo, and Rabbi Yosef Rebbita says no. Rove of the slicing in the right area is good enough. When you do rove of it, that's as if you shechted the entire thing. However, aval higrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. But let's say you started the slicing outside of the area of the shechita, you were magrim first, and then you shechted the last 2/3 of the simen within the proper area. Divrei akol psula. Then everyone's going to say it's possible. The chinafka chiyusa binan ruba b'shechita v'leka, because the animal dies at the 51% mark. So if you already did 1/3 of hagrama, so it's going to be nafka chiyusa at the 51% mark, and at that point, the majority of the slicing will be outside the area of the shechita. So then everyone will say that if you're following rove, so the rove is outside of the area of the shechita, because you started with 33% of the kana outside of the area of the proper area of the shechita. By the time you get to 51%, you only have 17%, 18% that's within the proper area. So I'm there, Rav Chis said, no, adraba, leme maribcha, you should say the exact reverse. Machlokas kashihigrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. The whole machlokas is if you do agrama on the first third, and then you do shechita, proper shechita in the right area on the last 2/3. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda savar mididava chati kana pagum. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda will say it's very similar to chati kana pagum, meaning what if you shecht an animal that already has some sort of wound or some sort of deformity in the kana, where half of the kana is already cut? So Rashi points out, we're going to say later on in 10 blot from now, hareisha chati kana pagum me'elav, v'hosav lav kol shuv gamru, shechitasuk sheira. What if you have an animal that's 49% of its kana is already pagum? So all you need to do for the shechita is cut a little bit more, and it's going to be kosher. So v'alfagav the chinafka chiyusa lav ruba b'shechita. Now wait a second, it's dying at the 51% mark, even though you only cut 2%. So obviously the majority was not b'shechita. So over here also, the hagramas view the hagrama that you did on the first third as if that was a pagam that the animal had from previously, and therefore when you're mosif and you're shochet, so it's not going to pass the shechita. So So that's what we're suggesting. So Rashi just points out, so why do we have to say the first third? So why don't you say you do agrama on the first 49%, and then you do a tiny drop of shechita, and right there it's kosher. So Rashi says, just adding a little bit of shechita is not good enough. Because the hagrama is not going to make it a kosher shechita, because that's not in the space of the shechita. It's not on the spot. Meaning when chatzi kana pagum, it's pagum in the area within the confines of that area that you're supposed to slice. So that part is cut already 49% of the way, and you just add a little bit. But by hagrama, you're cutting in the wrong area. So therefore, to just add a little bit, 2% of a shechita, that wouldn't be good enough. But if you were higrim shlish and then shachat shnei shlish, that would be kosher. That would be the machlokas. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's kosher, just like chatzi kana pagum. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would say, hasa makom shechita, hachalav makom shechita. How can you compare it to chatzi kana pagum? By the chatzi kana pagum, it's on the makom of the shechita. It's within the area that you're supposed to be shechting. Over here, it's not within the area that you're supposed to be shechting. Aval shachat shnei shlish vehigrim shlish. But what if you started the shechita 2/3 of the shechita in the proper place and only the last third outside of the proper place? Then divrei akol ksheira. Everyone's going to hold that's kosher. That's not Rubashalach of Kamo. because we have a din of rubo kikulo. So everyone would agree that rubo kikulo, that if you cut rov, it's good enough. Amalei Rav Yosef, man name alanda who rubo da hasam lav Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda katanila. Dilma Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda katanila. Says, wait a second, you're quoting me a din that rov is good enough. Who says that din that rov is good enough, that rov of the simon counts as shechting the whole simon, is agreed upon by everybody? Maybe only Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda holds this din of rov of the simon by shechita. So Amalei Abaye, atu kol rubo da hasam lav Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda katanila. What, you think the din of rov is an invention of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda? The din of rov is a din that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. What are you talking about? So no, but we find exactly in our Mishnah that the Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argue about rov. Dafka in our Mishnah. So we're not talking about rov di Alma. Good. By Sanhedrin, everyone holds Achir Rav Nahatos. By Bittel Barov, everyone holds that Chad betray Batel. Fine. I'm talking about Shechita. Rov of a Simon when it comes to Hilcha Shechita. So I know Rubid Shechita coming. If you look at Rashi, maybe any time you find the Tana by Shechita that says that you follow Rov, maybe that's going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda V'lav Rabbanan, because you find that the Rabbanan in our Mishnah Dafka do not follow Rov when it comes to Shechita. Lishna Achrina, another version of the previous discussion. Lishna Achrina Armila Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi Machlokas Shehigrim Shlish V'Shachat Shnei Shlish. The Machlokas is if the first third was Hagrama, and then the last two thirds were proper Shechita. The Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Savar Midi Dava Chatzi Kana Pagum. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that's just like Chatzi Kana Pagum, and therefore it's going to be Kosher. It's just like if you already found that half of the Kana was Pagum. Rabbanan Hasa Makom Shechita Hachalav Makom Shechita. And the Rabbanan will say, no, there's a big difference, because by Chatzi Kana Pagum, again, we made this point already, it's just a slightly different version of which statement was made first. So the Rabbanan would say that over there was the Makom Shechita, that's why it was kosher. Over here it's not in the Makom Shechita, it's not going to be kosher. Aval shachat shnei shlish vehigrim shlish. But if you shecht two thirds and then you do agrama on one third, divra kol kshera, everyone's going to say it's kosher. Datnan ruba shalechad kamahu. Because the Mishnah says rov is good enough. So maskar of chista man lemelanda hu rubu dasam lav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanila. Dilma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanila. What do you mean rov is good enough? That everyone agrees that rov is good enough. Maybe that's only the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the sheet of the Rabbanan. So again, Amalei Rav Yosef, atu kol rubu dialma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanilu. Why you think every single time you have rov, it's just we're changing the speakers. It's the same conversation, it's just different people. Before it was Abaye that said atu kol rubu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Kamala. Now it's Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Atu kol rubi dialma Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda katanilu." Amalei, "Anor rubi deshchita kamina deshemanu ludepligi." No, not rov in kol atarukula. I'm only talking about rov when it comes to shchita, because we find, in fact, that there is a machlokas about rov when it comes to shchita. Now there is a machlokas in Rishonim about what we call shehiya b'miyot basra. There's another psul of shchita called shehiya, when you delay, when you pause in the middle of the shchita. So what if you shechted rov of the simanim and then you paused in the miyut basra at the very last little bit of the simen? So the question is whether the shechita of the miyut basra of the simanim is considered part of the ma'aseh shechita or not. Meaning, if you say that it's still considered part of the ma'aseh shechita, so doing a shehiya at that point would still be problematic. If you say it's not part of the ma'aseh shechita, so then the animal's already shechted, so doing anything at that point would not be a problem. So l'chora, this shayla is tali on the suffix about a halach in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chafal Sif Aleph, that if you shecht rov simanim, the halach is shechita kshera. That we paskin that if you shecht rov simanim and you just leave it, we're not talking about you then do hagram or shehi or anything, you just shecht two thirds of the simon and then stop and leave it, that's a valid shechita. That's halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch, that it's a valid shechita. So why is that true? Why is that a valid shechita? There are two ways you could theoretically understand it. Either, really the halacha is yishecht kol ha-simanim, but we have a din in kol ha-torah kula called rubo kikulo, that the majority is like the entire thing. I'm supposed to drink a kos of yayin for kiddush. I drink rov kos, that's good enough, rubo kikulo. It's as if I drank the entire thing. Or maybe you could say no, that the halacha l'moshe misinai is that shechita doesn't need kol ha-simanim. All you need is rov simanim, not rubo kikulo, that the din is really kulo, The din is rubo. There is no din of kulo. According to the first tzad, that it's all a din in rubo kulo, you could say that maybe any psul that you do in the mi'ud basra, in the last part of the simanim, is considered like part of the ma'isa shchita, and therefore we're only going to say rubo kulo if you stop after you shecht rov. But if you continue the shechita, then that becomes part of the ma'isa shechita, and whatever psul you encounter at that part of the ma'isa shechita is in fact going to be a psul. But if you say like the second tzad, that no, the definition of shechita is only rov, there is no requirement of kulo when it comes to shechita, the halach is just that you need to shecht rov, so it's pasha that anything you do in the mi'ud basra of the simanim is not part of the ma'isa shechita. It's like if I shecht an animal and then and then decide to poke it somewhere, to cut it somewhere. It's fine. I already shechted the animal. Shechita is over. So anything I do afterwards is not going to passel the shechita. So the Gemara later on, Daf Chav Ches, is mashma that al pidin, it's enough to shecht rova the simonim, and it's not a din in rubo kukulo. Because the Gemara over there is going to say, Rebbe Yomer v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha milamit shenitztave moshe ala veshet falakana val rov echad ba'of val rov shnayim bebehema. That Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded about rov shnayim bebehema. Sounds like Rov Echad Ba'of, Rov Shnayim Bebehema is not the general din of Rubo Kikulo. It's Halach LeMoshe Misinai, the Moshe Rabbeinu was taught, Shechita is Rov. That's how you do Shechita. However, the Masoros HaShas over there brings Rashi ala Torah, where Rashi says, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, L'manu sheyesh tzivoy b'zvicha heich yishchot. We have a specific command how to do the Shechita, V'hein hilcho Shechita shenem LeMoshe Misinai, which implies that it's only the five hilcho Shechita that we learn Halach LeMoshe Misinai. The fact that you could do Rov is not Halach LeMoshe Misinai, that must be part of the general din of Rubo Kukulo. So in Shirei Arav, in the footnote on page Ayin Hey, footnote 126, he points out, Rav Shechter had a'ara, that it's mashma from our Gemara that way. Chulin Yates, Machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, when you were Shochet Shnei Shlish and Higrim Shlish. So what do we say? The Rabban hold Kula Shechita Bina Mitabas Gedola, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds Rubo Kikulo. So what's he saying? That the din of Shechita, of Shechting Rov Simanim, seems clear, a din of Rubo Kikulo. Not a din of, that's just the nature of the halacha, that you need Rov. It's a very strong mashmaos from our Gemara. Okay, that's going to come up again later. So let's go weiter now. Okay. Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shlish, that's 6 lines 4 at the bottom of the page. Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish. What if you do Hagrama on the first third, then Shechita on the second third, then Hagrama on the third third? So Rav Huna Amar Rav Kshera, Rav Yudam Rav Trefa, Machlokas whether it's kasher or not. So Rav Huna Amar Rav Kshera ki nafka chiyusa b'shchita ki nafka. Rav Huna Amar Rav is going to say it's kasher because when the animal died at the 51% mark, you were in middle of your shlish of shchita, so you were doing a shchita. Rav Yudam Amar Rav Trefa bein an ruba b'shchita v'leka. He says no, that's going to be trefa because the majority has to be b'shchita. Shachat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shachat shlish. What if you did the reverse? 2/3 of it was b'shchita, but not the middle third. The middle third was Ba'agrama. So Rav Yudam Rav Ksherer, Rav Yudam Rav will say that it's kosher. Also, Shailua L'Ravuna. So, and remember, Rav Yudam Rav was one that said that if you do it with Hagrama Shechita Hagrama, it's Trefa. So if you do it with Shechita Hagrama Shechita, he says that's kosher. So Also, Shailua L'Ravuna. And Rav Huna, who said previously kosher, he said, Amalu Trefa. He said Trefa over here. Their psakim were reversed. Shama Rav Yehuda Ikbid, Rav Yehuda heard and he got upset about this psak of Rav Huna. So Amar Tarifno Machshir Machshar Natarif. He says, I don't understand. Whatever I say is treif, he says it's kasher. Whatever I say is kasher, he says it's treif. So Amar Rav Huna Shapir Kamikbid. He says, I understand why he's upset. Chadi Yu Shmili Aminei Rav Anolo Shmili. First of all, we're both talking in the name of Rav. The only thing is, he actually learned by Rav and heard it straight from Rav. I have it second hand, so I understand why he feels like he knows what Rav said better. V'or Hayikur Ruba B'Shchita. Plus, if you have Ruba B'Shchita, I understand why he would want to say that's kosher, and why he's upset that I hold Ruba B'Shchita straight. I mean, this is the case where it's Shechita Agrama Shechita, where 2/3 of it was done B'Shchita. So I'm going to Rav Chista, Lo Tehadabach, So he said, no, don't back down so easily. Don't back up on that. Dim Kane, I've said this lala kamaisa. Because if you're going to back down on this last psak of shchita, hagrama, shchita, then you're going to lose out on the first psak as well of hagrama, shchita, hagrama. As Rashi says, Dim Kane, I've said this lala kamaisa, damarta mishmei derav, higrim shlish v'shachat shlish v'higrim shlish k'shera, amalav beruba d'shchita talia. Because that first psak assumed that not everything depends on ruba b'shchita. Elden nepek chiyusa b'shchita. That what we're really interested in is not the overall picture. What was it? Was it majority shchita or majority agrama? No. What Rav Huna was interested in is, at the 51% mark, what were you doing? Were you doing agrama or were you doing shchita? Right on that at that moment in time. So he said, if you're going to be moda on the both of these shailas are totally on that issue. So if you're going to be moda on the second issue, you're going to lose out your psak on the first issue as well. Why is it by hagrama shchita agrama? By the first third agrama, second third shchita, third agrama. Why is it that you said that it was kosher? Because at the time the animal dies at the 51% mark, it was you were doing shchita. So when you have a case of shchita, agrama, shchita, at the 51% mark, it's agrama. So it's all the same issue. So you can't give in on one side and not give in on the other side of the issue. Ikla Rav Nachman the Surah. Rav Nachman went to Surah. Ikla Rav Nachman the Surah. Rav Nachman went to Surah. Bami minei, shachat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shachat shlish mahu. What if you did shchita, hagrama, shchita? What's the din? So Amar Lahu, Lav Hainu, Rav Elazar ben Yumi. Isn't that exactly Rav Elazar ben Yumi? Damar Rav Elazar ben Yumi, shchita asuya kemisrak ksheira. That shchita is done in a jaggedy way, because obviously if you're doing shchita, agrama, shchita, so what you're doing is you're going back and forth with the knife, because you're starting in the right place, and then you're going off beyond the right place, and you're coming back. So isn't that exactly what he said, that it's going to be kosher? So it says, no, v'dilma v'makum shchita. That's just, he's talking about where you cut back and forth, but maybe that's all within the makum shchita that he says that it's kosher. But when you actually go outside of the makum shchita for one third, maybe that's not kosher. So he says, v'makum shchita, ma'in l'meimer. Well, if you're within the makum shchita, what's the chiddush that it's kosher? Of course it's going to be kosher in the makum shchita, even if you go back and forth. What difference does it make? So ma'u detema bin in shchita mefura'as v'leka. No, one might have thought that you need a shchita mefura'as, means a really clean slice. And you don't have a clean slice if you're going back and forth. So Kamashmua, maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. Period. Yosef Rabbi Abba Achori Rav Kahana, Yosef Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda, Yosef Kamar. So Rabbi Abba sat behind Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana sat in front of Rabbi Yehuda, and they were sitting and saying as follows: Shachat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shlish Mahu. What's the basically they raised four shilas, four questions. Shachat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shlish Mahu. What if you do Shchita Agrama Shchita? What's the din? Amalei Shchita Zok Sheva. He held that the Shchita is going to be kosher, like the one day that we had before, that you follow the Rove, who was it? Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav Huna. That you follow the Rove, you don't look at that 51% mark. You just look at the Rove of the Shchita in general. Shaila number two. Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish Mahu. So he said that's going to be pasul. And again, as we said before, those two shailas are totally in each other because it's all one conceptual shaila. And that is, do you follow the rove of the overall shchita, or do you look at the dafka, the halfway mark, at the mokum, at the zman yitzias haneshama? Fine. So that's the issue. Shachat b'makom nekev mahu. What if you shecht in a place where there's already a nekev, where there's a hole? So amalei shchita suk shera. So he says in that situation, the shchita is going to be kosher. Shachat upagabo nekev mahu. So what if you shecht and you come across a place of a hole? Not where you start on a hole, but where you come across in the middle of the shchita, a nekev in the simen. So amalei shchita suk psula. He said in that situation, the shchita is possible. Azal Rabbi Abba amar kamed Rabbi Lazar. Azal Rabbi Lazar amar kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei maishnei. So well, what's the difference? What's the difference between Shachat b'makom nekev and shachat upagabo b'nekev? So I'm like, shachat b'makom nekev nasa kamisha shachat ovid kochav v'gomar Yisrael. If and you shacht in an area where there was a hole to begin with, it's as if a guy started the shchita and you finished the shchita. I mean, the shchita was the first little cut was already pre-made. So that's as if the guy started the shchita and you were just finishing the shchita. But shachar upagabo nekev. But if in the middle of the shchita you come across a hole in the simen, then nasa kamisha shachat Yisrael v'gamarovit kuchavim. Then it's like a case where a Jew shechted and a guy finished up. So kari alei ovid kuchavim. So he said about him, you guy. So what's he saying? He's calling him a guy. So says Rashi, He wasn't calling him a guy. He wasn't calling him an idolater. He was mocking him. He was saying, you bring an Ovi Kuchavim? What kind of business Ovi Kuchavim? You're really going to say that when there's a Nekev in the Makom HaShechita that has anything to do with when an Ovi Kuchavim shechts an animal? Now, you could say Ovid Chavim all day long, it doesn't make it true. Meaning the fact that there's a Nekev has absolutely nothing to do with Ovid Chavim. That's the expression, Ovid Chavim, that he says. What are you hacking with Ovid Chavim? This has nothing to do with Ovid Chavim. So Amar Rava, Shapri Kari Le Ovid Chavim, Ovid Chavim. Rava says he's right. It has nothing to do with Ovid Chavim. He did the right thing by calling him Ovid Chavim, Ovid Chavim. Why? Why does it have nothing to do with Ovid Chavim? Bishla Mahasa Mida Havle Lisrol de Mishchad Ruba Velo Shachat Kinafka Chiyusa Biyad de Ovid Chavim Kinafka. I understand very well when there's an actual Ovid Kochavim involved, where the Yisrael should have shechted Roba the Simanim and he didn't, and the animal dies at the hands of an Ovid Kochavim, so that's bad. That the animal, at the moment of the animal's death, it was the Ovid Kochavim doing the Maisa Shechita. Elahacha Michti Mishchat Shachet Mali Makom Nekev Mali Pagabon Nekev. But over here, who did the entire act of Shechita? It was all done by a Jew. So what difference does it make if he started in a place of a Nekev or he ran into a place of a Nekev? The entire Shechita was done by a Jew. Meaning it's not an issue of the, I guess the two ways to look at it were, the first Shechita that compares it to an Ovid Chavim doing it is interested in how much of the Shechita and what points of the Shechita were done by Yisrael. Anything not done by Yisrael, I don't care if it was done by David Chavim or if it was done Bidei Shemayim, that there already was a Nekev there. The din is that it needs to be done Bidei Yisrael, that at the makom of the Rov Shechita, when you hit the point of Rov, it has to be Yisrael in action at that point in time. It can't be anything else. Whereas the second Shechita says, no, it's not a din of a Yisrael doing it. It's a psul of a Ovid Kochavim. You can't have a psul, you can't have a Ovid Kochavim doing that spot of the Shechita, hitting the point of Rov by Shechita. You need the Yisrael to be involved at that point. So it has nothing to do with the Novid. This situation where there's already a Nekev there has nothing to do with Novid Kochavim, because that's a Dafka Psul in Ovid Kochavim. Okay, the Gemara had said that Rabbi Abba said in front of Rabbi Lazar, just paying attention to the names over here, right? It was Azal Rabbi Abba Amra Kamed Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Abba said over this chilek between Shachat B'makom Nekev and Shachat U'pagabo Nekev to Rabbi Lazar, and it says Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yochanan. So in the Meloa Roim, in the back of the Gemara over here, he says that this was must have been when Rabbi Abba said this to Rabbi Lazar, it must have been after Rabbi Abba went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Yehuda was in Bavel, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan were in Eretz Yisrael. So what he means to say is that previously we said that Rabbi Abba sat Achorei de Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana sat Achorei de Rav Yehuda. So if we have such a, right, that was just four lines got wide. We said Rabbi Abba Achorei de Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda rather, right? So Rabbi Yehuda spent his entire life in Bavel, and he never went to Eretz Yisrael. And we know Rabbi Lazar was in Eretz Yisrael. So how did Rabbi Abba get to both places? It must be that Rabbi Abba at some point went to Eretz Yisrael, which works out very well, because Rabbi Abba is the one, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Maseches Brachos, Kala Olu L'Eretz Yisrael over Ba'aseh. We mentioned this yesterday with Rabbi Zeira also. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Zeira were two of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda who tried to hide their aliyah from Rabbi Yehuda. They didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to know about it, because Rabbi Yehuda held that if you move to Eretz Yisrael, you leave the Torah center of the world, which was Bavel at the time, that you're over Mitzvah Saseh. So Rabbi Abba said it to Rabbi Lazar. It must have been that Rabbi Abba learned by Rabbi Yehuda in Bavel and then went to Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar came to Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. So that's how you have to put the story together. So you find that it's 2 days in a row where we have a major Ohave Eretz Yisrael Amaram. Yesterday it was Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was trying to find to hide from Rabbi Yehuda, and over here you have Rabbi Abba. And we have elsewhere also that Rabbi Abba is mentioned as someone who is very fond of Eretz Yisrael. It says in the end of Ksubas with the Eretz Yisrael Gemaras that Rabbi Abba was the one, when he came to the port of Akko, he kissed the ground. So you find that notion of kissing the ground, which is a very unusual thing. You would think it doesn't sound so, well, what's the point? What are you doing? But that expression of Ava of Eretz Yisrael is something that Rabbi Abba had as well. Okay, just a little biographical note over there. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hashochet minat stadin shchitas uksheira. If you shech the animal from the side, the shchita is going to be kosher. Rashi says even the chatchila shchitas uksheira sounds like it's a bedieved dikadin, that if you do it, it's okay. Rashi says over here it doesn't mean bedieved; it means that you're allowed to do this lechatchila. It's just that since we're going to discuss in the second being molik minat stadin, that it's going to be pasul, so the contrast to pasul is always kasher, even though by shchita it's actually kasher lechatchila. Hamolik minat stadin milikas psula. If you're molik minat stadin, you do malika, which is what they do to the oaf in the Beis Hamikdash, right, with the fingernail. If you do that minat stadin, it's going to be pasul. Basically, that's another way of saying that minat stadin is the same thing as the front of the neck, because the din of malika is that it's supposed to be done from the back of the neck. The din of shchita is supposed to be done from the front. So if you're saying that if you shochet minat stadin it's kasher, you're molik minat stadin it's pasul, sounds like it's saying minat studden has a din of the front of the neck. Hashochit mina orif shchita subsula. If you shecht from the back of the neck, then the shchita is going to be pasul. Hamolik mina orif malikasuk shera. If you do malika on the back of the neck, well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do over here. Malikasuk shera obviously doesn't mean b'di'eved. That's the way malika is meant to be done. Hashochit mina tzavar shchita sukshera. If you shecht from the tzavar, from the neck of the animal, meaning underneath the garon is called the tzavar, that's the way most shchitos are done, so that's a good, perfectly fine shchita. Hamolik mina tzavar malikasu psula. But that would be an invalid malika. Shekala oref kashul malika v'kala tzavar kashul shchita. The basic rule is the entire back of the neck is the proper place to do malika, the entire front of the neck is the proper place to do shchita. Nimtza kashul b'shchita pasul b'malika, kashul b'malika pasul b'shchita. So it turns out whatever is kashul by one is pasul by the other, and vice versa. So, frankly, my oref. What does oref mean? Ilema oref mamish. If you say oref means literally oref, it means oref mamish would refer to the opposite side of the face, the parts of the opposite, achorei partsuf. The partsuf is the face, and achorei partsuf is the oref. For instance, we have a halacha about oref. The halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Chav Zayin Hilchos Tefillin says the kesher shel tefillin should be achorei harosh lemala bi'oref. It should be right by the oref. So the oref isn't really the neck. You're not supposed to put your tefillin, the kesher shel tefillin, down by your neck. It's really like in the little hole in the back of your head. So that's really the oref. So is that what we're saying? That's the makom shchita? So we're saying, what does oref mean over here? That's the makom rather of malika. If you say oref mamish, my area shochet, afilu molik nami, mimul opar amarachman velo arpo. Even malika in that spot is no good. Forget about shchita. Even malika there is no good. Elamai oref, mimul oref. So when we say oref, here we must mean mimul oref, the area corresponding right beneath the oref, the area going down below the oref. Kedikhtani sefer kala oref kashul malika, like it says in the sefer that kala oref is kashul malika, and it can't obviously mean the oref itself, because obviously malika on the spot of the oref itself is not going to be kasher. Minan imili, how do I know that this is true? Detan rabam mimul arpo mul haroa esa oref v'chein omer v'hu yoshev mimuli v'omer ki panu alei oref v'lo panim. So you see from all of these psukim that oref refers to the area on the head, but mimul arpo is lower down on the neck. Maivi Omer, what are the additional psukim that we're quoting? V'chitema oref gufei lo yadin en hecha, deneda muldi de hecha. Because from the first pasuk, you can say, that's great, you're telling me mul arpo, but if I don't know what the oref is, I don't know what mul arpo means. I need to know first where the oref is. So tashma ki panu ale oref lo panim. Mechal da oref la de panim. When it contrasts oref with panim, means that it must be the reverse side on your head of your face. So that defines oref for us. Now we'll know mul oref is a little bit lower down. Amri b'nei Rabbi Chia, mitzvos malika maksir simanim l'achorei oref u'molik. The way to do malika is you take the simanim, you take the two pipes, you twist it around to the back of the neck, and you cut it from there. Ikada amri af maksir v'ikada amri maksir dafka. Machlok is what that means. Does it mean that it's okay if you do that, or that that's the chachila what you're supposed to do? So the issue is it also okay if you cut right through and catch the simanim on the other side, or is it dafka that you have to flip the simanim around first? U'mistavr command yamar af maksir. It's most mistavr that you're even allowed to do this, but you don't have to do this. Mimai miditani ashochim min orav shkita subsula amalik min orav milikasuk shera. From the fact that it says that if you shecht from the orav, it's it's a possible shchita. You do malika mina, or if the malika is kosher, v'isatudaitach machzir dafka ma'ir yamolek afilu shochet nami. Well, if by doing the malika you were machzir the simanim to the back, well then the shchita should be kosher that way as well, because you're cutting straight the simanim, and that's all you need to do for the shchita. Elaf shmamina af machzir. It must be that it's af machzir, that you're even allowed to be machzir the simanim, that there's no hakpada that you dafka cut through the animal's neck bone before you cut through the simanim. You can move the simanim to the back. And the Mishnah is talking in case where you were not mahader, and that's why the shechita is going to be possible. Okay, we'll pick up from Rabbi Yannai tomorrow.